5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I got the bike out of the shed, rode around the Bowen River.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Oh, they'd be under enormous pressure those times.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Oh, she's a Friday, and I'll tell you what, Fat, I don't know what it's like where you are, but where I am, it is absolutely superb. Melbourne just turning it on. Well, Victoria, really, because I've got as far out of Melbourne as I can get away from you. I'll tell you what sort of a show we got, and that's a magnificent show for a Friday. Brag Artist coming up.
Oh, I love Brag Artist.
Can't wait for Brag Artist, of course. Jason Cunningham's going to tell us just what's going on in the financial space. We need to know that. And then a massive, and when I say massive, I mean massive idiot file just from this week.
No, surely not, Jim.
Hello, Fat.
G'day, mate. Yes, I tell you what, beautiful day here in Melbourne town also. And a Friday, Jim. How good? Frothy Friday.
Oh, yes.
And I'm looking forward to the long weekend.
Oh. You know, not a long weekend, Bill.
You know what? Every day is a long weekend at the minute. You actually forget what day it is.
Fat, what? Did you put up on social media your bike riding?
No, I didn't put it up. Silly Ethan here, old Molly Meldrum, he put it up as part of the Triple M social media, Jim. I didn't put it up. And
Bill,
but anyway, I got some very nice feedback.
No,
I'm happy with it.
No, you didn't.
What?
The feedback was pretty consistent, and that is, why can't you do your helmet up, fathead? Helmet's no good if it's not done up, says old Marco Longworth. I love this one here. This has actually got nothing to do with the helmet. This is helmet. Trying to find out who... Mark Lynch, speaking of the marks.
Yeah.
Where's the seat? Because your ass had gobbled it up.
Well, you know, I'm going to... when we do... what's that segment, Jill? $1 Million Idea.
Yes.
I'm going to come to the table, Jim, with a padded seat for bike riders. I don't know why
is that what you're going to do?
It exists.
Shut up, Rabs. I haven't spoken to you yet.
Rubber
but I'll tell you what, Jim... Those
shut up, Rabs. We've not got to you yet.
Yes, Rabs. Shut up.
What about rubber thong? Stay on the couch and drink stubs. Much safer. AJ Patterson, don't ever change, Bill. You're the backbone of Triple M, although JB is better. I appreciate that, AJ. Like that, Bill.
Get around
the helmets,
him.
Helmet's useless unless it's done up.
Well.
Says Lukey Moore. Come on, Bill.
I
you're
read
better
some,
than that.
Jim, I read some of this. And let me say this. The naysayers out there, Jim. They got nothing else to do but nitpick. Nothing else to do.
That's better.
The nitpick.
Oh, no.
Stupid little things like not having my strap done up on my helmet. And you know why I couldn't have it done up, Jim?
Because you're too fat.
No, well, yes. it's too tight and I couldn't get it around my chins.
We've been loosening it up.
Chins.
Well, you can't when you're riding, Jim. I didn't want to stop.
Well, loosen it before you put it on.
Well, and plus, it's not my helmet. I think it's Max's helmet.
Oh, it's Lapsy. It's never going to fit you.
Did you see the photo? It looks like I just got out of somewhere special.
No, Bill, it looks like you're just out of the trenches in World War II.
Dad's army.
Schultz.
I see nothing.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
Shane David was going great till he hit the uphill leg.
Ooh,
Jennifer
was...
Luke, silly Bill, not clipping the helmet on. Come on, Bill. The family are trying to look after you here.
Hey, Jim, we've forgotten old... G'day, Rebsy.
Oh.
Your Benzie's found the wrong words. Come out.
Regular.
What the hell did Billy just say now?
What's that?
This is a bit of production.
Where'd you get that from?
A bit of production.
Oh, we can't get production for me Sad Day Rub for the great names of the 80s, but you come up with that crap.
Well, different show.
Different days.
Thanks, Cock.
Thanks, Cock. Now, Jimmy boy.
Now, what's going on? Any form of a rap, Fat, or where are we at?
We haven't got a lot, but we'll hit something.
Now, on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Thanks, Cock. Jim, I got nothing.
Nothing. I'll tell you, speaking of that sting we just put on there, I've got a mate, Fat, from, well, before we got nothing, I've got a mate from the UK, actually a lady, she's beautiful, and her and her husband follow me on Instagram, and they have a different banter over there, as Rabs would know, in the UK. The banter is very different to ours.
Very dry.
And she said to me a while back, she goes, not many people who follow you seem to like you very much. And I said, what do you mean? She said, if you call someone a flog in the UK, that's a really nasty thing to say. She said, I look at the comments under everything you put on and every second person's calling you a flog. I said, that's because of the fat bastard I work with. He started that and everyone's just fallen in behind him.
You know what it is really in Australia, Jim? It's a term of endearment.
You think she doesn't reckon it is?
Well, it is. I'm telling you, that's if you're called a flog here, I think that's okay.
You think that's okay, Fat?
One bit of information, Jim. You know, old Joe Exotic and the Tiger King, we've been talking about this week.
Yes.
We're about the only two of them.
Oh, no.
Well, that's it. Well, some of the Hollywood's biggest stars are desperate to play Joe Exotic in a movie.
Some of the Hollywood's. Yes.
Some of the Hollywood's biggest stars are desperate to play.
Some of Hollywood's biggest stars,
Some of Hollywood's biggest stars.
That's it, Bill.
But guess who he's picked? Guess who? Joe Exotic's picked? Brad Pitt.
No way. Come on, Joe.
Brad Pitt or Joe Dirty wants?
that's another character from another movie.
Well, it's David Spade or whatever his name is, but everyone knows him as Joe Dirt, don't they?
Yep. They probably know him as David Spade.
A spade's a spade.
That would work better. Joe Dirt would work better. Is that your sports wrap?
And there's horse racing tomorrow. And today. Actually, it's the only live sport going on, Jim. And at Rose Hill tomorrow, there are four Group 1s. Very, very good racing, my friend. And if you want any winners, you go to a new podcast. Tom Beers and Anthony William Brownless have got this podcast called Punters Club on Triple M. Just go to your podcast station.
I'm not trying to get horse racing banned, Bill, for obvious reasons. Well, I'm not a punter, as you know, but I'm not trying to get it banned. But how is that any different to any other form of sport? The jockeys, when you watch them, are about a foot away from each other riding around the track. Why is that allowed?
Well, horses don't get coronavirus, so there's one.
No, I'm not talking about the horses. But the jockeys
are all tested, and they're only allowed to stay in their state. So the Sydney jockeys all ride in Sydney, Melbourne ride in Melbourne. They're only allowed in their states, and they all get tested because there's only probably, 20, 25 of them. So they do all the testing. There you go, Bill.
JB, I've got about 50 buttons here, as you know. I reckon this one best sums up where Bill's at the moment.
Where am I at?
Oh, I don't know.
Seriously.
Anyway.
He's got worse. And I never thought I could possibly say that after last year's broadcasting performance, but he has.
Brag artist up next, Jim.
It's Friday, Fat, and it's time we did one of our favourite segments, actually.
Yes, indeed. Brad artist, as it is on the running sheet here. We'll go with Brag artist.
Friday, Brag artist. Normally, I open the batting, Bill, because normally, it would go as night follows day that I've done the stuff that's worth bragging about. But for some reason this week, you said, hand the GC scoop over to me, and I'm going to be Brucey Laird. So away you go.
Well, Jim, as you've seen on the socials, I'm very happy with my fitness regime that I've gone with this week. Mm. I've done a lot of walking. I get up early, about 9:30, and I walk down to the shops, get a coffee, and have a nice little walk. And then I've got the old push bike out of the shed and pumped up the tyres, got my helmet on, and away I go. So I'm very happy with the way I'm looking.
The first time you've ridden that bike in nearly 5 years.
First time I've ridden that bike in nearly 10 years, Jim, to be honest. Because the tyres were flat. I had to walk down and pump them up, as I said. But no, I'm very happy with that. And I'll tell you what, it's showing too. It is showing, Jim, when I just catch myself in the mirror.
We're in one of those Zoom conference things. Yeah. And even from this distance, I can see you haven't changed one bit.
I think you've got it on the long ways.
On the what?
On the long ways Zoom. Paramatic.
Oh, Bill.
You have another go at that, please.
Parramatta. See, they're in trouble, Jim, up there in the NRL.
Right, I want you to have one more go at that, please.
No, I'm not. Anyway, ring us now.
One more go, please.
133353, your brag artist for the week.
No,
very
Rabs,
good
don't,
prize.
Don't hit the button, Rabs. One more go, please. I want out of that.
Paro.
You can't Google it.
Shut up. Just pad for a minute.
Right. Yeah, Rabs, yeah. What prizes from TaylorMade, please, in St Andrews Beach Brewery?
The TaylorMade home putting kit includes the Trust Putter 9-foot putting mat, 2 response golf balls. We're going to send you some isolation froffies courtesy of St Andrews Beach Brewery straight to your house. Don't forget you can order online at standrewsbeachbrewery.com.au. Orders free, shipping over $100.
Horizontal. Right.
No.
What? No, that's not the word you're looking for.
No, I know, but that you still goes long ways. Horizontal, Jim.
What's the word you're looking Not Parramatta. It's what?
I looked up long ways photo, but they don't tell me. It doesn't come up with it. Anyway, we'll be back after the break.
Wouldn't be panoramic?
Panoramic's it. That's it, Jim. That's it, you flog. Oh, say it again.
It's Rush Hour.
Oh, come on. I can't do any more of this.
Oh, come on, Jim. Hard word to say.
It is the Rush Hour with JB and Bill on Triple M.
Friday Brag Artist. Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday Brag Artist, Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
I've done 50 this week. I've got a 26-year-old wife.
I've gone another day in my life without using algebra.
Unbelievable.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday Brag Artist.
It's one of the segments we're famous for, of course. Lockie opens the batting in Melbourne, Bill.
He does indeed. G'day, Lachlan.
Billy, Fat, how are you?
Well, Billy, and it's Fat and Skinny, to be honest.
He got that right, yeah.
What are you bragging about, Lockie?
Well, the government said to stay at home and to take it easy, so I worked from home yesterday, and according to my Apple Watch, I took 53 steps.
Love it.
53 steps. That's not a lot, Lockie.
Well, I got a bit of a sweat up to the fridge, but that was about it.
No, that is, and many people are doing exactly the same thing. Well done, Lockie. Stay there. Blake in Somerville. Blake?
That'll be you, Blake.
What's happening, mate?
What are you doing, Dopey?
The start of it was cut off. I didn't hear anything.
All right, you're on the air now, Blake.
All right, Friday Brag Artist. This morning, big pile up on the freeway. Bloke a couple of cars up from me while everyone else was yelling abuse at him for getting a flat battery.
Yeah.
I went up to him and gave him a jump start, got him out of there. You're so
unbelievable. Nice. That's the way. You had the old jumpers in the back of the ute there, and A on A and B on B.
That's it, mate. I was in a service van, so I had all the gear.
Well done.
The jumpers.
That's all we call them.
Not jumper leads, Bill, just jumpers.
We call them jumpers, Jim.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who's we? Right.
Me and me tradie mates.
Rob's in Geelong. Hello, Rob. Rob.
Yo.
There we are. Brag artist from you, please.
Yes, Rob. What are you doing, Rob?
What's happening?
Oh, accidents happen.
What?
What are you talking about, Rob?
I accidentally shot myself in the leg with a nail gun. You're so
unbelievable. We shouldn't be laughing, Jim, because I reckon that'd hurt, Rob.
Oh, it certainly did. My co-worker said, you shoot yourself, and I looked down and the nail was in, and I'm like, oh, I'll be right, keep working, took 2 steps, fell over.
Yeah. Where was it, Rob, in your foot?
might be his head, I reckon.
It's going on in Geelong, Bill.
Rob! Were you there, Rob? You might have...
Yeah. Oh,
Where'd you shoot yourself, mate? In the foot?
No, in the thigh.
His thigh, Bill.
We got to move on, I reckon.
Oh, speaking of Geelong, let's get back down there, Daniel.
No. Hey, Daniel.
It's not much of a brag, more of a story. I was running around the river 2 nights ago and I saw a big bloke coming over the hill towards me on a bike with a helmet on. And sure enough, I thought, is that Bill Brown? I started closing. I go, g'day, Billy, how are you? And gave me nothing and went straight past me. You're unbelievable.
Gave him nothing, Bill.
Well, I was concentrating on staying on the track, but how good did I look on the bike, Daniel, son?
You were moving well, eh?
made it up the hill pretty well, I'll give you that.
Hey, Dan, did you think it was Schultz out of Hogan's Heroes?
I did it too, so I had to look.
Oh, I love it. All right, Stevie's in Ringwood, Bill.
Hello, Stevie.
Hello, Jimmy. How you going?
Great, mate.
Yeah, and hey. I'm well, yeah.
How you going, Fat?
What's your brag, artist?
I won my local golf club championships for the third year in a row back in February. You're so
unbelievable. Oh, that's brilliant. Where are you playing, Steve?
Out of Ringwood, Jimmy.
We did a thing out there, I reckon, recently, like a speaking. They're a very nice place. Hey, are you getting to peg it up anywhere, or can you even hit balls, or what are you doing?
Not a bloody thing at the moment, Jim.
Oh. It's a disgrace, in my humble opinion. It is. Talk about essential services. Golf in these times is essential, and how the hell are we not allowed to play?
Mm. Couldn't agree more, Jim. Couldn't agree more.
Good-looking girls live out at Ringwood Way, Jim.
They do? Well, used to, anyway. Juan Turner. Bill,
yeah.
Very nice cluster.
I know, and I've got a prize here. Oh, old mate on. Rob from Geelong who shot himself, Jim. We'll see if he's on back on the line. Rob! Rob!
Yes.
Some St. Andrews Beach Brewery coming your way. Mm.
You got some froffies.
Oh, nice. Thank you very much.
Go to standrewsbeachbrewery.com.au. Place your order. Free shipping for orders over $100, Jim.
Ah, magnificent. And boutique brewing at its best. Now, Stevie's got to win the main prize, doesn't he, from Ringwood?
Why, because he's a golfer?
Well, he's a golfer, Bill, and we're giving away the Trust Putter from TaylorMade, a dozen of their best tour. Give me the full details of them, please, Ravens.
Yes, you can experience the stability of golf's most stable putter with a TaylorMade Trust Putter.
The Trust. I'm talking about the balls.
Yeah, well, you get to practice at home with a 9-foot putting mat. How good's that? And the brand new Tour Response golf balls, which is tour quality without paying tour quality price.
That's right.
TaylorMadeGolf.com.au.
Stevie.
Hello.
That's all coming your way.
Beautiful, you little ripper. Thanks, guys.
Hey, can Jim, practice your putting in the bloody downtime. Yes, please, Bill.
That Trust putter, it's $400, that. I looked it up the other day.
I know.
Old Slapsy's trying to get his hands on it. But
Well, you better hand yours back, because there's no point you having it.
And Andy's helmet back.
And whoever the poor bastard's bike is, you stop.
Hey, Ramsey, just see if Rob's there, will you? Hey, Rob. Rob.
Yep.
This is important, our next guest, Jason Cunningham, who helped us out last year, of course. He's a business growth expert, and there's plenty going on in the world at the minute. Jace, welcome.
G'day, Bill. How are you, pal?
Well, Jim's up there in the coast, mate.
And young Jim?
No, very nice having you on, Jason. It is very important that we speak to you. We're going to get to the bottom of the government stimulus package and who's eligible for that and who isn't and all the rest of it. But, Jace, let me put this to you. It is very, very important that people remain safe in this time, and health is obviously paramount. But, by Jesus, the damage that's going to be done to our economy, how long is it going to take for us to bounce back?
Well, you're right. You're not wrong there, Jim. It's going to take a long time. Look, all the noise that's coming out of the government, everything that they're talking about is it's a six-month window, right? So this JobKeeper payment, 6 months. JobSeeker payment, 6 months. You know, interest-free loan, 6 months. So I think the government's telling us that they think that we're going to be in a spot of bother for 6 months. Then the question is, Jim, how long is the recovery going to take? Mm. And that could be probably 24 months, to be honest with you.
Ooh. Just this latest, the $1,500 a fortnight the government is giving out. Who gets it and how do you get it, mate?
Yeah, good question. So that was announced Monday night. The next step for the government is for Parliament to sit next week so that they can legislate the announcement, and then it'll go to the tax office and they'll administer it. But the helicopter view is this. The payment is for eligible employers. So first the employer or the business has to be eligible. And to be eligible, it has to have had a drop in income of 30% or more. So that's the first thing. Yeah. So if there's businesses out there whose income has stayed flat or whatever, and there's not many of them around, they won't be eligible. So you have to have dropped income by 30%.
Yep.
And then the payment of $1,500 a fortnight, or as you said, $750 a week, goes out to their employees.
Right. And you have to, how do you get that?
So what happens is the business needs to register with the tax office. So it's all done at the business level.
Yep.
Obviously, you've got to have conversations with your employer, like if you've been stood down recently and all that sort of stuff. you got to ring up your boss and say, hey, look, I want to be eligible for this JobKeeper payment. But it's the employer who registers with the tax office. And then the tax office, it'll be backdated to, I think the date is the 30th of March, which was Monday or whatever. I'm just losing track of days.
Yep.
And the payments won't start until May, though, Big Bill.
May the 1st.
Because the government's got to get all their stuff in, you know, get everything in line.
Tell us about small businesses, Jace, because a huge number of our listeners, of course, run small businesses, tradies, etc. If they're doing it tough, if the money's dried up, what are the options for them?
Okay, the first thing, Jim, a wise man once said to me, Jason, you don't make a smart decision when you're angry, when you're drunk, or when you're panicking, right? And for the most part, probably we're experiencing those three feelings all at once at times. But the first thing is not to panic, okay? And it's easier said than done, but a crisis does require a cool head. So what I'd be doing is I'd just take a big, deep breath, and then businesses should think about, what's the government doing for me? What can I do for me, and what can I do for the community and the community do back for me? And so never before, Jim, has it been more important to start planning. And unfortunately, a lot of businesses haven't planned before or don't budget. Now, this has never been more paramount. So you need to understand your basic cash flows in and out and look to strip out as much cost as you can. And that's going against what the government wants us to do. They want us to spend money, obviously, to get the economy going. But we've got to preserve and look after our businesses. I'd start to have conversations with my landlords to see whether I can get a bit of reprieve from rent. And I think something might be announced on Sunday or Monday next week where the government might give landlords a bit of an incentive to help out tenants.
That's on the way, you're right.
Yeah, you've got to have those conversations. You've got to look and cash flow out your business. You've got to have conversations with your employees, and great with this JobKeeper payment that's coming in. So that'll help retain your staff. But then there's some other government incentives that are out there. Well, the first one that they announced was called a boost, a cash flow boost. And the government loves a little bit of language there. The cash flow boost talks to any tax that you've withheld from your employees, you will look to get that refunded or a credit on your BAS statement up to 50 grand this financial year and another 50 grand next financial year, depending on how much you've withheld. Now, Jim, that also holds true for the smaller business as well. So if you're a small business that employs one or two people and you're one of the people that you employ, you'll look to get your PAYG, it's called, you'll look to get that repaid to you as well. So that's pretty good. The tax office has been really lenient. So any tax debts or you've got tax payments out there, that they can put that into a hiatus or a deferral period for quite some time.
Mm.
I think the other thing you've got to think about is that these government-backed loans. So the government is looking to lend businesses up to 250 grand.
Yep.
In conjunction with our great friends, Bill, at the bank.
Yeah, the banks have been all right.
They have been. Look, and these loans, they're talking about a three-year loan with a six-month holiday period for interest, right? So for the first 6 months, you won't have to make any repayments while you get through this the storm that's been created by Corona. And, you know, and then you can look at rebounding, using that cash flow to rebound your business and kick on. But there's always a shining light, and it's pretty hard to see in these dark, dim times. But it's giving business owners the opportunity to re-engineer their business and streamline their business and create some efficiency so that when we do get out of this storm that's created, we might be in a better position than we were before we went into it.
Spot on, Jace. Good work.
Well done, Jace. Thanks, mate.
JasonCunningham.com.au if you want some more expert advice there. Thank you, Jace.
Thanks, fellas.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is the Rush Hour on Triple M.
Billy Brownless knows a thing or two about clangers.
And there hasn't been this yet.
This is Billy's Idiot File. Amy, clangers happen on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy.
Well done, Amy, by the way, getting involved.
What has Amy done?
Well, they've sponsoring
the file. The
Idiot File, because clangers happen, as you know, Bill.
Oh, double A-M-I.
That's it, Bill, yeah.
Who do you think?
Amy Brayshaw.
What, just a random girl called Amy
Brayshaw
somewhere?
Amy Brayshaw.
No, but they're very good sponsors. Clangers happen on and off the field, Jim.
Like that one just there.
Is it Amy Brayshaw exist, Jim?
No.
No one called Amy Brayshaw alive. This is as bad as Bill's gone over the course of a show.
So what have we got now?
Well, what we've got is the Idiot File, which is one of the segments our family love the most, brought to you by Amy.
You still go to a bottle shop because it's very important to have a beer.
Thank you, Bill, yeah.
Drink responsibly.
Right, yeah, you always.
Something like that there. In that window. Funerals.
funerals. We're on air.
There's something happening up in that window. Fat reckons.
Three people in Australia can see it, and that's us. And you're talking
what
about it on radio.
What are you on about?
Well, I caught my eye, Jim.
Time to get to the family 133353 style. Josh Frydenberg, our or Friedenberg, depends how you want to say it.
Frydenberg.
I don't think it's either that one.
That's a good one. Pete there. I like Pete from Bayswater, who had to do the bolt over there in Adelaide.
That's it. He was shop fitting and had to leave the boards.
What fancies you there, Pete?
I beg your pardon?
Hey, Pete, we're going to send you the...
Hey, Pete.
Yeah, what did Billy say?
No, you just asked the same question I've asked for 10 years.
Some girls walk in there, they don't even get started in 30 minutes.
Two minutes, you.
Exactly. Libraries.
Oh, no.
Libraries.
Libraries. Libraries.
Libraries, Jim. Well, it's community. For the people out there, the Melburnians, the Mildurians, the Bendigoans, and
who
the...
Who else you got?
Aubrarians.
Aubrarians.
Aubrey. Aubrey people, Jim.
Thank you, Bill.
Do you know what is
I don't.
Cornhole?
I know what it colloquially means.
What's colloquially? What does that mean, Jim? Because I want to know. Everyone around the world is infected. I want to know North Korea, please.
What, do you already know the answer?
No. And Russia. A very big populated country, Russia.
It says here there are no confirmed cases in North Korea. Well, if you knew it, why are you asking me to look it up?
Because I wanted
Wasting the family's time.
No, that is unbelievable. No cases.
Well, you reckon old King John is telling the truth?
No, I'm telling you, there's something going on between China, North Korea, and Russia.
Right,
I'm onto it.
Righto, you're onto it?
Old Inspector Duclay.
Duclay. Honestly. There's only so much more of this I can do.
And just an update for... all the people out there on the Cronus virus.
The what?
Cronus. The Cronus virus.
Coronavirus. And the Irish players. A lot of them are just staying in Melbourne instead of going back to Ireland.
Yes.
But Essendon defender Conor McGregor has gone back.
Yeah, I thought you weren't allowed to.
Conor McGregor?
What?
McKenna.
Out of UFC.
Yeah. I had to buy a PS4 for the boys.
Right.
Dude, they have some unbelievable images and what do you call it? Like you're right there. What is it called, Rebsy? Graphics.
Graphics. Do not help him,
right? You're right there.
So no other reasons why you should be leaving your house. And we're all in this together, Jim. So we've got to do it.
We're all in what?
This together. But I know that was a bit off-putting. But I'll tell you what, we're celebrating time. We are right now, Jim.
What?
Time
what
to
was
celebrate.
That are you saying last week with the podcast we brought up a Brayshaw?
No.
That's what they were known as.
A Don Bradman.
The Bradman. Yeah. Well, Bill, what does that mean? To people who don't know, what does that mean?
You've cut out, Jim.
Don't forget, you can always listen to us, triplem.com.au.
That's right. Or the smart speaker.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. What do you say
to
the smart speaker?
Bill. You can do that as well.
Yeah. Or the Triple M app.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to a smart speaker, Bill?
Smart speaker, listen to Rush Hour. That's what you do. Here, who I'd like to be right now, Jimmy boy.
Go on.
The King of Thailand. You know what he's done?
Oh, why is that?
Well, he's one of the world's most controversial kings, Jim. And this is how he's going to keep himself busy during self-isolation. You know what he's going to do? Old... King of Thailand, his name
What's his name?
Rama X. That's what he calls himself, Rama X.
Jeez.
You can't run together.
Right.
You've got to be wingspanned away.
What's that?
1,500 people they're looking for, so you can be a truck driver, a excavator operator. And Chad Wingard. He had a good finish to the season.
Bill's just reading these as we're on air.
And as surprised by the results as we are.
And Feathers Cunningham.
Who?
Oh, Cunnington.
Even.
Bit going on, isn't there, in the footy world? And I don't know if it's because we're all shacked up, but there's a bit of antsy-pantsy
shacked
going
up. We're all shacked up, are we?
Well, we are.
Isolated, you mean?
Isolated. I got the bike out of the shed a flat wheel, so I had to walk it down to the servo. And I go to pump up
to the
bloody...
survey.
I was like a beach whale on the couch.
Oh, my
couldn't
God.
Even turn over the telly.
I couldn't. Did you hear that, Rabs? He said I couldn't even turn over the telly.
Couldn't turn the telly. over. What do you do then?
You just push a button.
Well, that's turning it over.
What, it's changing channel, mate.
Same thing. I couldn't do that either.
You haven't turned the TV over since the 80s.
Boilermakers fat make large containers that house gases or liquids such as oil. That's what a boilermaker does. Just so that you know.
But it doesn't. Normally, if you're a builder, you know what a builder does. All a plumber is to do with plumber.
I've just told
so,
you.
But if you say boilermaker, it's got nothing to do with what you just said, which is, I'm just saying the sound of things should be what they are. If you're called a boilermaker.
The sound of things should be what they are.
Like electrician.
Oh,
probably not a great example.
Like, what does that mean? Like
pizza maker, right? You know what he does.
Well, they'd just be a chef.
No, they're pizza makers, Flog.
scenes in Fern Tree Gully.
Sean.
Scene. He's called him Scene. Oh, no. What are we doing?
Oh, listen. Didn't they
ever listen to Duck?
Oh, Duck and Damo. I've never heard them laugh so much.
I know.
Oh, it's good to give them some pleasure.
That was a 4-minute idiot file.
Yes.
Oh.
Maddie, where's the rest?
Maddie has had to cut at least 2.5 minutes out, so you can catch the full 6.5-minute idiot file on the Triple M app.
Sorry, Rabs, add another 2 minutes to that after today.
Oh.
So that'll go for 9 minutes.
Yeah. You know what I need? The HR number, please.
Why?
I'm putting in a complaint of bullying on air.
Really?
Poor old Fat. Just into him. So give me the number, 2626, is it?
F*** off, Bill.
Rabs.
Oh, what about that for a show? That's as comprehensive an enjoyment package as you'll ever hear. Brag artist, idiot file, of course, Jase Cunningham telling us where things are at financially. Tomorrow, the Saturday Rub coming hard at you, Fat, from midday, of course, award-winning and ratings dominance. Mm. Tim Payne's going to be joining us, but also the biggest celebs in the world over the next 2 months will be joining the Saturday Rub. You need to listen because these names will blow you away.
Well, give me a tease. Come on, tease us.
Names like Dwayne Johnson, for instance.
The Rock.
Dwayne Russell.
The Rock. Not Dwayne Russell.
not the pipe. The Rock.
He works for another station. No. So, Bill, I'm telling you, you need to listen to the Saturday Rub to hear the biggest names in the... Because we're in football hiatus, we've gone into overdrive with who we're going to provide by way of guests. So make sure you're listening tomorrow.
So 12 o'clock tomorrow, the Saturday Rub.
And then after that,
Dead Set Legends, of course.
And after the Rub, we're replaying the 2016 Western Bulldogs Sydney Grand Final where BT...
the Grand Final. Where
uncensored as well.
Dropped a bomb in the middle of the call. All right. Now, Fat, anything humorous to leave us with on a Friday?
Funny you should ask.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
It's been a good week and I'll finish it off with some very good jokes here, Jimmy boy.
Jokes.
Guess what?
What?
I found a pen that writes underwater.
Mm-hmm.
It also writes other words too.
Oh, no. Oh, come on.
And a nice topical one to finish off, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
What's the difference between Wuhan?
What?
Where did the virus start?
Oh, no.
Where, my God. What is it? Wuhan. Right. What's the difference between Wuhan and Vegas, Jim?
What?
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Come on, Bill.
You got me.
Oh, my God.
Wuhan.
Wuhan, Wuhan. Depends where you're from. Really? Jim would call it Grant, whereas we say Grant.
Listen to him. I have a spell, Bill.
All right. That's the weekend off.
Finish up, fast cup.
Quiz tomorrow. You are the king of the divan.